What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Monroe, the World Hawks, Coach Ryan Cross, he's back home now in Monroe. Coach, good to talk to your brother. How you doing, man?
Going good, going good. We're getting our guys on campus, and, you know, we got 14 new players. You know, so it's been a whirlwind. I tell people all the time, I feel like I've been drinking out of a fire hose for the last couple months. But, you know, 14 new players. I feel good about, you know, what we brought in. But obviously when you have a whole new roster, you know, there's a lot of work to do. You know, you're bringing in guys that have played for different coaches, and you got to kind of, you know, teach them how you like to operate. And you know, we're just hitting the ground running. We're really going to try to get some good work in this summer, try to lay the foundation for how we want to operate, how we want to compete, you know, some of the things we want to do. You know, just to get these guys up to speed so that, you know, when we hit November, we're a functional team.
Hey, Coach, how much do you decide to put in-style offensive, defensive-wise, and also getting guys better? So kind of letting guys play, see what you have. So how do you balance trying to figure out not overload them too much right now in the summertime and try to get a feel for what you have and get these guys kind of know the Monroe way going forward?
Well, that's a great question, and that's something we've talked about. And you know, I spent the last 6 years with Andy Kennedy, and I think, you know, I tell people all the time, I think he's one of the best coaches in the country. I think he's, you know, the job he's done at UAB is really, you know, he doesn't get the credit he probably deserves for what he's done there. But you know what we always did at UAB, and it's what I want to kind of try to implement here is, you know, we tried to teach them how we like to operate, establish kind of a culture, a program of work, and, you know, show them how we want to work, how we want to operate, how we want to conduct our business in the summer, lay the groundwork for how we like to compete. Because I do think in today's world, when you got a whole new team, you really need to use the summer to evaluate them, evaluate their strengths and weaknesses. And then start really, you know, implement some offense maybe later in the summer, but really, really try to be in position to where when you get back to school in late August, early September, now you're really implementing more of your offensive system. So what I want to do is, you know, a lot of skill work, a lot of development, a lot of player development, you know, strength and conditioning. But I want to teach these guys how to compete. I want to teach them how we like to operate. I want to implement some of the things we're going to do defensively, because we're going to do that no matter who the players are. And then, you know, really use this summer to evaluate them, see who can do what, who plays well together, who competes the way we need them to compete. And then when we get back to school, you know, early fall, you know, then we'll start, you know, having a better idea of what we want to implement offensively.
And coach, also a big piece of in this new world of 14 new players, getting them to be on the same page. Talk about that team building piece of it. The summertime is time to go out and have fun as a team, go out and explore the walking trail or go play games somewhere. Talk about that piece of getting guys to be on one accord and not have that bad disease of me and be about the team.
Absolutely. And you know, we're trying to do some things. I mean, tomorrow night we're going to watch game four of the NBA Finals together. Our athletic director, SJ2, he's going to have the guys over to his house. We're going to watch the game together. We just got invited to a function on the 4th of July. I think it's important to try to do some things together. You know, I told these guys yesterday, we had a brief meeting before weights, and I said, look, I get it. There's not a lot to do in Monroe in the summer. There's no students on campus. So, you know, we need to get in here and work and get to know each other and let's spend our time together so that in August, you know, we're a functional unit.
No doubt. And it's also about the strength and speed, coach. Talk about getting guys to learn how to rest, recover, prehab, and getting that sleep, because you play a long season and you want to be fresh when it counts. And then when you go down to Pensacola in March, when in that weird tournament you all have, you want to be fresh down there. So talk about that piece, getting that conditioning, burning those yards now.
I think that piece is huge in today's world of college basketball, because the other thing you're dealing with is rosters have gotten older and older. So these guys, you know, you'll have some guys in your roster that have been in college for 4 or 5 years. They put some wear and tear on their bodies. So I think having a strength coach that is conscientious of that, stretching, rehab, you know, your training staff, all that stuff's vitally important. And then the players having the discipline to, you know, get the proper rest, to take care of their bodies, to eat right. All those things are really important. You know, the supplements, all that stuff, because you're right. I mean, we're not dealing with 18-year-old kids anymore. We're dealing with guys, you know, I've got a few guys that we signed that are coming off injuries. So injury prevention is huge. And, you know, I spoke earlier about UAB. I thought we did a great job in that area. And you know, last year we had a guy on our team that was coming off an injury, you know, and we had to be conscientious of that with how we practiced, because he had put a lot of wear and tear, put a lot of miles on those legs, you know. So I do think you have to be smart. You have to push guys. You got to put in the work. But you have to do it in a smart way so that you're not breaking their bodies down too.
No doubt, 100%. And I think that's very important, because guys want to max out and play hard as they can. And if you're not conditioned, you can't do it. Because I see a lot of guys in the NBA who I know are in the best shape they could be, and they get injured, especially with that soft tissue things that linger all year long and hamper you to the next season. You don't want to avoid that, especially when you're only playing 31 games, hopefully beyond in the conference tournament. But you don't want those soft tissue things to nag all year long on a young man.
No question. No question.
And coach, I'm asking this, man, for you, been around the coach you've been around, and you've been a head coach previously at Chipola. Talk about, what do you want this program to be about? What are the things you want the pillars of your program to be for these young men who come to the Monroe to play for you? What do you want them to be about, character-wise, integrity-wise, and their play style?
Well, you know, first let me start with this. I was here for 8 years as an assistant, and during my 8 years, we had some good teams. We made it to a couple semifinals. We made it to a conference championship game. You know, we finished second in the league twice. So I know it's possible here. I've lived it. You know, I think more than anything, I said this in my press conference, I want our program to be playing meaningful basketball in March. You know, March Madness is, you know, let's be honest, it's the pinnacle of what everybody is striving for. And, you know, I want our program to be one that come January and February, we're in the mix. We're a competitive team. We're you know, I told our players yesterday, you know, we do a lot of things to address physicality. You know, we need to be a team that when you come in here to play, the opponent feels us. And So I want to establish a program where we play with a certain level of physicality. We win the margins. When I say win the margins, we rebound the ball. We don't turn the ball over. We get to the free throw line. We do things that lead to winning. And I think if we do that and we get, like-minded people in here and we get the right guys, he who has, let's address the elephant in the room. Everything's talking about rev share and NIL now, but just because you have the most money doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the most games. And
Right.
we're not going to have the most money in the league, but I need to find guys that are hungry to be good players. I tell them all the time, if you're about making money for the next 12 months, then we might not be the right fit. I want to put you in position to make money for the next 12 years. I want to find guys that are serious about being players, that want to have an extended career, that want to become the best version of themselves. And I want to put them in position where when they leave here, whether that's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, when they leave here, they're in a better position than they are when they get here. I want to help them get better. I want to help them, build a career that's sustainable. And I think that's important. It's one thing we really tried to do at UAB. I look at like a Yaxel Lindeborg. Yaxel could have left after 1 year. He stayed for a second year and really took his game to another level. And then now you see the proof in the concept. Is a guy that's going to be a lottery pick here in the NBA draft. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for guys that are hungry, guys that are looking for an opportunity, guys that want to get better, guys that want to put the work in. And I think if we do that, collectively we'll have a winning program, and then our guys ultimately will achieve some things beyond ULM.
And what's beautiful about Monroe is there might be a small community, but it allows you to focus. It
Absolutely.
allows you to focus. Because that's something that I talked about with my friend. I went to Tennessee State. I was in Nashville. He went to UT Martin. I
Yep.
said, Martin, all you got in Martin is basketball.
Books and
At Tennessee
basketball.
State,
Books
I
and
had
basketball.
Nashville. I had Vanderbilt down the road to go hang out. And I was distracted. You was in Martin. You
Well,
wouldn't expect as much.
you talked about John Cremens earlier. His guys are going to have plenty of distractions, so I hope they're distracted before we play them.
Man, Monroe, man, coach, you can really focus on your game and really get grow by getting better because not much to
Yeah.
get you in trouble in Monroe. I don't believe
That was
in
kind of my
Nashville,
message
Atlanta.
to him. That was kind of my message to the guys yesterday. There's not a lot going on in the summer, so let's put in the work. Let's get in this gym and let's make ourselves better and let's put in the work.
No doubt. And the Sun Belt, man, is a tough league, man. A lot of quality teams from up and down. Talk about being a very competitive league with a lot of quality coaches. My guys coming to the league, I think Louisiana Tech is coming to the league. My man, Talvin Helston, and those guys. So let's talk about just the depth of your league from top to bottom, man.
That's one thing, having spent 8 years in this league, and I know the league's changed some there's new teams and new coaches, but I think the Sun Belt historically has been a very balanced league. It's a very competitive league. Even in my time here, I've told people we had some years where we had good teams. We had a couple years where we were down a little bit, but even when we had a down team, we were still a hard team to beat, I think the Sun Belt's a very competitive league. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of a lower level SEC. Everybody's hard to beat. Everybody's got athleticism. Everybody's got talent. I know there's some very good coaches in the league. Last year Troy won the league, and then I think there was a six-way tie for second place. So that just speaks to the balance. What we have to do is we got to make sure we get up there in that mix. And we're not the team at the bottom of the league. That's certainly the goal. That's unacceptable. So that's what we got to make sure, is that we put ourselves in that mix, so people, when they talk about the balance in the league, they're talking about us as well.
No doubt, 100%. And coach, do you feel like with your league being such a good mid-major league, group of five league, that you can recruit nationally? Because I feel like the Sun Belt will get guys' attention and know that guys can go pro from Sun Belt, whether it be in the NBA or overseas, about just knowing the quality of basketball. If you put in the right work, as we talked about earlier, you can get you a 10-year career overseas somewhere.
Absolutely. Just when in my time here as an assistant, I mean, we've got guys that are still playing and doing very well. Majuk Dang, who led the Sun Belt in scoring for us here when I was an assistant here. He played in the last Olympics for the South Sudanese team. You know, we got multiple guys that are doing very well overseas. We've had guys in the G League. We've had guys get, you know, play in the NBA Summer League. So, yeah, no question. I mean, I think the Sun Belt is a good enough league that if you do well, you can take your career somewhere else, you know. And what does that mean? I even think, you know, I think we have to embrace the transfer portal. I tell junior college guys all the time, I'm a JUCO guy. I like junior college players. Hey, come here and play your way to a better situation. I'm all for it. I think that's just the bottom line. That's the age we're living in. And I think that guys want to put themselves in position to better themselves. And we got to embrace that. And if a guy comes here and he does well and he plays himself, you know, I use Yaxel as an example. I mean, Yaxel had 1 year of eligibility left. He did great things for us at UAB, and he had an opportunity to go to Michigan, and that was great for him. He profited from it financially. He won a national championship. He put himself in position to be an NBA draft pick. So I'm all for just trying to help these guys become the best version of themselves and put themselves in position to be in a better place than they were when they got here.
Got two more for you, Coach. I'm gonna ask you this. I've asked this question of coaches, man. When did you decide you want to get into coaching? Like, how did you get that bug of the coach?
Well, you know, I was no different than a lot of guys. You know, I when I went to play in college, it didn't take me very long to figure out my NBA prospects were not very bright. I kind of always knew I wanted to be a coach. I was blessed. I grew up in Canton, Ohio. I played for a great high school coach. You know, I was just a basketball guy. I didn't play any other sports. I always knew I wanted to be a coach, but really when I got into college, I knew I wanted to be a college coach. I remember, you know, as a younger kid, I always thought I'd be a high school coach and, you know, live in Canton, Ohio the rest of my life. And once I got into college, I realized, you know, my ultimate goal was to be a Division I head coach. And, you know, it's been a long, hard road, 31 years in this profession to get to this spot, you know. So, but I, you know, I appreciate my grind. You know, I've been a head coach at the junior college level. I spent 5 years as a high school coach, and then 18 years as a Division I assistant. So, I've had to kind of grind my way through this profession, and, sitting here today with an opportunity to be a Division I head coach. And I don't take that responsibility lightly. You know, there's only 350 some or 360 of them in the country. And I know a lot of people would die to trade places with me. So I'm very fortunate to be in this situation. You know, there's some challenges with this job, but there's challenges with every job. And, you know, I'm just looking to hit them square on and tackle these challenges and put our best foot forward.
Last one for you, Coach. We also have a food show here on the Boss Man Show, a food podcast. I want to ask you, what are some cool food spots in Monroe, Louisiana that if we come down there that we can hit up and find out some good food?
That's one thing. You know, I remember when Trent Johnson got the LSU job back in the day, I heard him say one time, you know, he's a West Coast guy and he was coming from Stanford to LSU. And I heard him say, man, you guys could fry a sock and make it taste good. One thing in Louisiana now, we have good food. It's not necessarily going to be healthy. It's going to be a lot of fried food. But, you know, my favorite place in Monroe, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but there's a place called Waterfront Grill. It's real close to campus. Sammy Weems, the owner, he does a great job. Tremendous food. But there's a lot of good food spots here in Monroe. But Waterfront Grill is great. There's a former football player here, Joey Trappy. He's got a place called Traps in West Monroe. It's kind of Southern Louisiana style. It's very good. But, you know, several good food places. But, you know, just off the top of my head, Traps and Waterfront Grill are two of my favorite. There's a new steak. Well, they changed locations. There's a steakhouse called Doe's. It's very good. You know, Monroe's quietly got some really good restaurants, really good places to eat.
We definitely had to check these spots out. But Coach Cross,
Waterfront Grill, hit it. You'll like it.
Coach Cross, great to have on the show, man. We'll do this again real soon. I love your energy, man. We'll do this again real soon. And I hope to see you do very, very well. We're doing this more and more often, man. Talking about your program, man.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Anytime, brother.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.